Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who lives forever. Amen. We are in the Easter season, and Pastor Andy is one who is always eager to say, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed, alleluia. Let's say that together. Christ is risen, he is risen indeed, alleluia. He lives because the door to the tomb was open. And doors are very important to us. Simon and Simon, the United States' largest mall owner, is going to open the doors of their malls tomorrow morning. The only problem is that some of the stores inside those malls will not open their doors. And it's one thing that we would like to do is go to a restaurant, our favorite restaurant, open the door and go inside and sit down and enjoy a meal. You can go to the restaurant and pick up and or have somebody come out and hand you a bag with your meal in it, but that's not the same as being inside the restaurant and sitting down and enjoying a meal with your family and friends. Doors are important. I'm going to tell you a story of a door that I had. This was back in 1962, so it's a few days ago. It was my third year of seminary, which was vicarage, which is like internship. And it was a rainy day, slightly rainy day, so I was in my car, and I turned on my windshield wipers. I had to go back to my lady where I stayed with her on my vicarage. And so I went to my landlady's house, and I parked in the driveway. My windshield wipers were on. And being safety conscious, of course, I turned on my headlights so the other cars could see me when I was driving down the street. And so I had the radio on. I like to listen to the radio when I'm in the car. And so I went into the landlady's house and got what I wanted. Came back outside. And being safety conscious, I locked the door to the car. The car is running, the radio is on, the headlights are on, the windshield wipers are on, and I'm outside the car, and I don't have a spare key, so I'm in big trouble. Fortunately, I was a member of the AAA at the time, so I went into my landlady's house. This is before cell phones were even thought of. Went into my landlady's house, got on the phone, called the AAA, and the guy came, and he had a huge ring, and all kinds of keys on it. And these were master keys for locks of automobiles. And so he would take a key, stick it in, and that wasn't work. About 13 or 14 keys in, he put the key in and unlocked the car for me. So I was very happy that I could finally get back into the car through my car door. Doors are important. And in the gospel reading for today, Jesus talks about doors. He talks about gates to a sheepfold, a sheep pen. I don't know how many of you have sheep in your backyard or in your, somewhere around you. Not too many people today have sheep. Unless you're a farmer out in the country and you might happen to have some, but most people today aren't shepherds. So there is a cultural distance and difference between the first century New Testament and us today. And Jesus was talking about a sheep pen where the sheep are kept overnight. And you notice there was a watchman there. And the watchman didn't have to feed the sheep. He was the security guard. He was the security guard to make sure that the sheep were just stayed inside the pen and nobody came. Because Jesus mentions thieves that want to come at night and steal the sheep and take them away. So the watchman was there, and when the shepherd came, he opened the gate to the sheep pen so the shepherd could get in. And Jesus says that the people who wouldn't come in by the gate, of course, were the thieves. And a thief would perhaps try to entice a sheep to come out, say, look, you're inside this pen, you got a lot of other sheep around here, and it's kind of crowded. Tell you what, you come with me, and I'll take you outside the sheep pen, and there are no boundaries out there. You can do what you want, you can have a good time. and I'll take you out and we'll have a good time together. And once the sheep has listened to the voice of the thief, they go out and they might have a good time for a little bit, but then the sheep usually winds up on the dinner table of the thief. The thief comes to kill and to destroy, Jesus says, and how true that is. Because that's what happens in our world today. God calls us his sheep, and we have, there are temptations out there to enjoy ourselves. You can use alcohol, you can have drugs, you can have all kinds of illicit things, and these things are there, and they promise to be nice and good, and they are for a while. The trouble is that the pleasure doesn't last very long, and all of a sudden there is a yearning inside of you. I have to have more drugs or more alcohol, and you're burning up inside, and you wind up dying because of your abuse of the alcohol or the drugs. So death comes. And Jesus says, don't listen to them. I am the gate. I am the one who comes and opens and the watchman opens the gate for me, and I go in and I call the sheep and I talk to them, and they know me and they follow me. That's why Jesus came on this world, to call us to himself, that he might know that we are his. He loves us. He wants everyone to follow him. As a matter of fact, he even says that he calls us by name. In this world in which you are currently living, we stay at home, and you know, because we're alone, we're by ourselves. A lot of people are facing some kind of depression. They feel alone. Sometimes you feel, I don't count. I'm not worth anything because there's nobody out there to care for me. Maybe your spouse goes to the grocery store, or maybe your daughter or granddaughter does that for you. But you're stuck in this house, and you don't have a real sense of meaning and purpose. And so you just wonder, my goodness, what am I going to do? And this loneliness, this depression which can come upon us, it wants to destroy us. But Jesus says, listen to me. I am the good shepherd. I am the one who comes to you. I am the one who lays down my life for the sheep. Jesus came and enters that sheepfold, and he calls us by name. That is the wonderful thing. It's about relationship. And Jesus has a relationship with us. He wants to call us by name. He knows who we are, and he loves us anyway. That's why he came on this earth, to suffer, to die, and to rise again for our sins, for our running away from the sheep pen, so that we might have life in his name. He came, and he suffered, and he died, and he rose again. And so he comes into the sheepfold, and he calls us by name. That means he knows who we are. We are important to him. He knows us by our name. And he wants us to know that we might have life and have it abundantly. He says the thief comes to steal and to destroy, and I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. We are going through a crisis right now, and by the grace of God, we will make it through. And the thing is that we don't feel like it's abundant life right now, and it's because of all the restrictions that we have. Restrictions which, by the grace of God, will help us to get through this coronavirus disaster. And by the grace of God, we'll get through it. And the abundant life, that won't be just when we get to go inside a restaurant anymore, but the abundant life that Jesus offers to us is that we have life now and life forever. You see, one day Jesus is going to come again. He's going to take us to a new heaven and a new earth. And on that new earth, you and I will be able to do all kinds of wonderful things, which we can't do very well here on this earth. We'll be able to play golf. You won't score 18, but you'll be able to play golf. And the thing is that the wonderful thing is that Jesus has prepared a new heavens and a new earth, so that the life that he has promised to us beginning now will even be better when we get to heaven to be with him. Because there will be no sin, there will be no sorrow. Jesus will himself wipe the tears from our eyes. There will be no more death, and there will be no more illness. There will be no more viruses that we have to worry about. That's a wonderful thing to look forward to. But how do you get there? By looking to Jesus. The sheep hear his voice and they follow him. How can you hear the voice of Jesus? Real easy. There's a Bible. In that Bible in the New Testament, you hear and see the voice of Jesus telling you that he loves you and that he died for you and that he loves you and cares for you. And that he gives you fellow Christians. That's another thing that we can do to call upon Jesus. When the opportunity comes again, we will be gathered in church together to encourage one another, to sing the songs together. Even though we are doing it remotely now, there is an opportunity that we will do it again. We can praise God when that happens. So we can learn from church, we can learn from the Bible, and we can learn from Bible classes, and when children go to Sunday school or adults go to Sunday school, those are ways that we can hear the voice of Jesus, that he speaks to us. And the words that he speaks to us are always, I love you, I care for you, I will be with you, I will support you, I will comfort you, and I will lead you into green pastures. You can rely on that. He has always done that. He always will, because Jesus always keeps his word. May the grace of God encourage us, and may we know that Jesus is our shepherd who leads us into green pastures and will take care of us now and forever. Amen. Now the peace of God, may it pass all understanding, and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.